Hello, dear. I was just getting ready to come home. As a matter of fact, I was just...
Mother's got such a terrific plan about redecorating our house.
It's funny. Sounded like you just said your mother has plans about redecorating our house.
Father, we are going to redecorate. Mom says we're going to do the whole house over from top to bottom. It's going to be a dream house. Did you hear me?
Yes, Peggy. We're going to have a dream house, and I'm going to have another nightmare.
The National Broadcasting Company invites you to listen to your favorite family. Folks, meet the Meek. Yes, friends, once again, you're invited to meet the Meek. The Mortimer Meeks live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, things are going to happen to that little white house with the green shutters, and while Mortimer is forewarned, he's not forearmed as he starts on his way home. Meantime, Peggy and her friend Jill are on the swing on the front porch awaiting him.
Oh, Jill, just look at these wonderful pictures in the Modern Home magazine. Page after page of stunning color schemes and furniture. Aren't they terrific?
Like you said, Casey.
Jill Donovan, don't you get excited over anything. Just think, when Mother and that interior decorator, Mr. Maurice, get through, we may have all new furniture in our house.
What did your mother find wrong with your old furniture? Too comfortable?
Oh, Jill, Mother just thinks that what we've got isn't up to date enough. And so do I.
Oh, you mean your chairs look like chairs instead of chromium-plated pretzels?
Stop being a character. Mom doesn't want new up-to-date furniture. She wants old up-to-date furniture. You know, antique.
Oh, sure, I know. Somebody will probably sell her the spinning wheel that Martha Washington rode to school on.
Of all the corny remarks. Listen, when Mr. Maurice, that interior decorator, gets here, you keep quiet. Do you hear?
Mm-hmm. I'll just stand around and listen, like your father. Oh, poor Mr. Maurice. The way he gets pushed around. He'd probably be more comfortable wearing roller skates.
Gosh, Daddy, you look tired. Come on and sit down on the porch swing with us.
Oh, come on, Mr. Meek. Right here in the middle on the pillow.
No, thank you, Peggy. Jill, it's no sense in getting comfortable. I have a feeling it's just going to be one of those days.
I know what you mean, Mr. Meek. I am extremely sympathetic.
Pops, aren't you excited? Just think, the house will be different. Mother and Mr. Maurice are going to turn the house upside down.
Yeah, well, it will be rather amusing walking upstairs to the cellar. I will sit down, I guess.
The minute it's done, I'll give a party. It'll be positively dazzling with all new furniture in the house.
Well, but Peggy, our old furniture is perfectly good. Now, take my chair, for instance. It's been in my family for years. Why, there hasn't been a Meek for generations that hasn't sat in it.
But, Father, your chair is ancient. It's as old as that footstool that's been in Mother's family for years. You know the one I mean in Uncle Louie's room?
Yes, dear. And there hasn't been a heel in generations that hasn't rested on it. Well, I suppose I might as well go in and face your mother. I'm just in the mood to tell her that I don't approve of any of this. Yes, I'll speak right up and tell her that I've got a few rights.
Then while you're telling her about your rights, remember to duck her left.
Jill!
Mortimer, wait till you hear. Everything is going to be so different you won't recognize the place.
Well, but Agatha, that's what I'm afraid of. It won't seem like home. And besides, where are we going to get the money to pay for it?
Why, Mortimer, Miss, do you realize that the furnishings in this house haven't been changed for years and years?
Well, what's so wrong about that, dear?
What's so wrong?
Yes.
Well, everything's wrong.
Oh, well, and they ought to do something about George Washington's house in Mount Vernon. They haven't changed those furnishings for over 200 years.
Oh, now, Mortimer, stop being silly. Mount Vernon is furnished in authentic early American. Peggy! Come in, dear, and bring that magazine with you. Mortimer, I'll show you what I mean.
Here it is, Mom.
Thanks, dear.
Look, Daddy, Isn't this a perfectly dreamy early American dining room?
Well, you better show it to your Uncle Louie, dear. He's always the early American in our dining room.
Oh, now, that'll do, both of you. Even if you don't appreciate true artistry in a dining room, Mortimer, you're going to have to live with it. Because, now, this is my idea of a beautiful and artistic room.
Oh, but Agatha, our dining room is artistic enough for a dining, isn't it? Besides, I'm very fond of that old dining room table with the little burnt spot right in the middle of it.
Well, but, Pop, what's good about an old burnt spot?
Well, that happened when the candle fell off your first birthday cake, dear. And I've got kind of a sentimental feeling about it.
Father, you're sweet. I didn't know.
Oh, the doorbell. That must be Mr. Maurice. You know, Mortimer, they say as soon as Mr. Maurice steps over your threshold, your house will be completely transformed. Now, how does that make you feel?
But if you tell me what he's going to transform it into, I'll tell you.
Oh, dear, my excitement. I forgot to open the door. I'm just all twitter.
Oh, now, I'll let him in, dear. You've prepared me for the worst. Oh, you can come in, won't you? I'm Mortimer Meek. And this is my daughter, Peggy.
How do you do?
And of course you know Mrs. Meek.
Oh, Mr. Meek.
How do you do? Oh, no.
Really? Well, what's the matter? Don't you feel well?
Room. Am I in a house or a museum?
Oh, we live here, Mr. Maurice.
It must take great strength of character. Oh, dear, Mrs. Meek.
Oh, Mr. Maurice.
Oh, murder.
Now, let me see. Where must we begin? First, let us see if we are in tune, in accord, in rapport. Mrs. Meek, how do you feel about this room?
I have a feeling that this room isn't quite right.
Mrs. Meek, that's a masterpiece of understatement.
Well, I want you to be perfectly frank with me, Mr. Maurice.
The word is brutally. Great Scott! What is this coming down the stairs?
It's my brother-in-law, Louis.
I was hoping it was a mirage.
Oh, Louis, this is Mr. Maurice, the decorator.
Hi, Amory, old tomato. Hey, you came just in time. I got some great ideas for decorating my room.
Oh, now, Louis, please.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Louis.
Let's hear, Uncle Louis.
Well, sure, I got it all figured out. Now, it's going to be terrific. Sensational.
What?
A moment.
Huh?
Let me anticipate you. You want the whole room done in pool table green.
Oh.
The walls papered with pin-up girls. In the four corners, there will be a punch board, a slot machine, a pinball game, and a free lunch counter.
Boy.
The rest of the floor space will be taken up with scattered couches so that you may take a nap in any position.
Hey, this guy is wonderful. Terrific. He practically reached my mind.
Yeah, well, Mr. Maurice is accustomed to dealing with empty spaces.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Morty.
All of you. Oh, Mr. Maurice, I know you're going to do just wonderful things with our little home. Where do you think you should begin?
Probably in the cellar, with several sticks of dynamite. But just to satisfy my morbid curiosity, let me poke around in the rest of this debris. Great shades of Grand Rapids. What in heaven's name is that?
What, Mr. Maurice?
That thing in the corner. It could be sued for impersonating a chair.
That is a chair. It's my favorite armchair.
You should have it wired for electrocution.
Just a moment. Now, I'll have you know that chair belonged to my great-great-grandfather.
I believe you. It looks like the front seat out of a covered wagon. Seriously, Mr. Meek, that chair is a monstrosity, and it will be the first thing to be removed from this house.
Oh, but Mr. Maurice, that chair is like part of me.
Yeah, and I know which part. Hey, Morris, I'm anxious for you to start in on my room. Come on up and take a gander at it. Huh?
Later, Louis. I'd like Mr. Maurice to see our dining room next. Wouldn't you like to see it, Mr. Maurice?
That's beside the point. I suppose I must. Lead the way.
This way. Mortimer,
yes.
Hold the beaded curtains aside for Mr. Maurice.
Yes, dear. I don't like him. Be careful now, Mr. Maurice. Don't get your sleeve buttons caught.
Most everybody does.
Your button collection must be tremendous.
Well, here we are, Mr. Maurice.
But I thought you said you were going to show me the dining room.
Well, but this is the dining room.
This?
Yes.
But there's a table in it. Well, sure, there's a table in it. That's what we eat often.
But tables in dining rooms are so terribly outmoded.
Oh, yeah? Well, how are we expected to eat? Up in a trough?
Are you speaking for yourself?
personally?
I don't get it.
Mr. Maurice, what do you think of this room?
Mrs. Meek, I know this is going to pain you, but there's no use of my looking any further. I don't think there's any of your furniture we can keep.
But, Daddy, this is awful. That's my work now.
Well, if you take everything out of this room, what are you going to replace it with?
Ah, give me just a moment to visualize.
This is going to cost me money.
Let me see. I must establish a central motif. Ah, I have this.
And you can keep it. Well, what is it? Please tell us.
Our thematic center will be a shaft of light.
Oh.
Around this light, I shall reconstruct the entire room.
Mm. You will? Well, where's the light going to come from?
From a window in the left wall.
Well, but I don't see any window in that wall.
You will, Meek. You will.
Oh, my.
And in the far corner to the right, I see a solitary urn.
Brother, your eyesight is terrific.
Well, it's beginning to sound just perfectly marvelous. What are you going to put in this corner?
Let me visualize again.
And more money.
Oh!
In this corner.
Yes.
I just thought nothing.
Oh. Yes, for a sensible suggestion, I've heard.
That's what he's full of. Nothing.
Mrs. Meek, there are many possibilities that I visualize in your dear little home. But we're going to all that presently. The first thing is to strip this house of all its monstrosities, particularly that grotesque chair in the living room.
Oh, you mean my chair?
I do indeed. I have a van waiting outside to cart everything away.
Well, golly, Mr. Maurice, how did you know you'd have to haul our stuff away before you even laid eyes on it?
Well, I usually bring a van along just in case, matter of policy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Peggy, now don't worry your little head about it, dear. Our redecorating is in competent hands.
Thank you, Mrs. Meade.
Yes, well, excuse me for interrupting, but will we get any allowance on our old furniture?
That is against my policy. But in this case, I shall make an exception and grant you an allowance of sorts.
Yes, well, that's something.
Yes, I shall charge you nothing for hauling this debris away.
Oh, generous. Well, I can just hardly wait to see what our new dining room is going to look like.
Yeah, and I can hardly wait to see that corner full of nothing.
Yes. Ever now, Mr. Maurice, just a minute, please. Before you go any further, can you give us some idea of how much this is all going to cost?
My dear fellow, let's not mix artistry with commercial talk. At best right now, I could only give you a rough figure.
Yes, well, can you give me an idea of how much that rough figure would be after you smooth it out?
Oh, very droll. Don't worry, Mr. Meek. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Toll bridge, no doubt.
And now I'll just step to the front door and call my moving men.
Oh, my gracious Agatha, I hate to see this happen.
So do I. Now that I've seen Mr. Maurice.
Oh, hush now, both of you. I have complete faith in Mr. Maurice.
All right, you see. Come and get it.
Okay, Chief. Tell me what the hoist.
Follow me, Eustace.
Right, Chief.
Oh, golly, Agatha, I feel as though somebody just pulled the rug out from under me.
All right, Eustace, you can start with this rug.
Okay, here goes.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Morty, what are you doing on the floor?
Oh. Are you hurt? Don't you worry, Pop. We may be down, but we're not out.
Won't show.
Why not?
That's the same place we scratch with the piano.
At last, the room is cleared of those frightful nightmares. And now, Mrs. Meek, we can begin to think of a color scheme.
Well, I've already got one. Blue.
Stay with it, Daddy. I'll think of something.
Well, Mr. Maurice, you just emptied this room out so quickly, my head is just going round and round.
Oh, no, not the circular staircase.
Oh, if you ask me, that's a dizzy idea.
Mr. Maurice, is it absolutely necessary to move every single stick of furniture out of the house?
My dear, I removed the furniture so there would be no jarring note to distract us. When an artist conceives a masterpiece, he always begins with a blank piece of canvas.
Well, but Mr. Maurice, why did you have to put all of the furniture out on the lawn?
That, Mr. Meek, is so the men can best judge how to arrange it in the van.
But why couldn't you have just decorated one room at a time?
Oh, that would be like asking an actor to take just one bow.
Yes, well. Hey, Agatha, dear, if you don't mind, I think I'll go somewhere and sit down.
Yeah? Well, where, Marty? There ain't a chair in the house.
Yeah, well, couldn't I just sit down here on the stairs?
Definitely no.
Why not?
I'm visualizing a fountain there.
See, Marty? You want to get drowned?
Stop it, please. Well, all right, then. Since all of our furniture's out on the lawn, I'll just go out there and sit in my favorite chair. It'll probably be my last chance.
I'll go with you, Pop. After the conversation around here, I could use some fresh air.
Well, this is certainly interesting. Nothing like this has ever happened in the neighborhood. Honestly.
Bill Donovan, will you please be quiet? Father and I came out here to think.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Meek. What are you thinking about?
Why did people ever stop living in caves?
Here's your old chair, Pop. Sit down.
My good old chair. Oh, gracious, it sure feels good. I don't know whether I've grown to fit the chair or the chair's grown to fit me. It sure is comfortable, though.
Okay, bud. Get up out of that.
Hey, well, what's the matter?
On your feet. On your feet. I want to load that chair in the van.
Oh, you mean you're going to load it in the van right now?
Well, I ain't going to wait till it gets buried in the snow.
Oh, but look, there's still a lot of other furniture here on the lawn. Couldn't it be loaded on first?
No, my partner's inside the van. He ain't got nothing to sit on.
Oh, well, excuse me. I didn't realize. Poor fellow.
Well, now you know. So get your pants off that chair and let me put it in the van.
Sit still, Pop. And as for you, you big bully.
Like she said, you big bully.
You stay away from that chair or I'll kick you in the shin.
And I'll kick you behind the shin.
Now, you look here.
Oh, now, please, girl.
You just hold on. Don't pop that chair.
What's the matter, boss?
I don't want that chair loaded now.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Maurice, you mean you've changed your mind? Well, I can keep my chair after all?
Mr. Meek, don't be ridiculous.
Well, boss, are we taking it or ain't
we? We are, but I want it loaded last, and I want to be out here when you put the mats around it to protect it.
Mat? Okay. You're the boss. But it looks like you're making an awful smell over one cheesy chair.
Eustace, you have made a point.
And now, Mr. Meek, if you'll be good enough to come back into the house with me, I'd like your opinion on the den we're planning for you.
No, thanks. I'm planning a little den for myself out in the backyard in our old doghouse.
But, Mr. Meek, your wife will be very displeased. And
we'll take that chance. Mr. Meek, Father and I have to do some research. Pop, you leave everything to me.
Really, young woman, you're behaving very badly. Oh, well, Mrs. Meek and I will carry on without either of you.
Oh, my gracious, Peggy, maybe I should have gone back with him.
Daddy, I got an idea while Mr. Maurice was talking.
Oh?
It may be a good idea. We're going next door to the gander.
We are?
Pops and I are. You stay here on sentry duty.
Sentry duty?
Yes. Jill, you're to hold the fort till we get back. And if anybody tries to touch this chair, don't you let them.
Don't worry, Peggy. I'll sit right down in it. And if anybody even comes close, I'll throw a temper tantrum.
But, Peggy, I don't understand this. What good will it do us if the book you're looking for is in Mr. Gander's library?
I don't want to get your hopes up, Pop. But if that book is there, I think we can make Mother see the light.
Yes, well, now I'm more confused than ever. How do you do, Mrs. Oh, my gracious, Lily. What are you doing here?
We've got furniture here to sit on, Mr. Meek. Come on in. You
thank
too,
you.
Peggy.
Okay.
Thought you knew this is my day to work for the Ganders.
Oh, yes, of course. Are Mr. and Mrs. Gander at home?
Oh, no, they're both out. They went to the movies to see a triple feature.
Oh?
Typhoon, the rains came, and the mortal storm. They took an umbrella.
Oh. Well, that's too bad, Lily. You see, we wanted to look at one of Mr. Gander's books, but since he's out...
Wait, Pop. I'm sure Mr. Gander wouldn't mind. After all, we just want to look at the book.
Well...
Come right on into the library, Mr. Meek. Mr. Gander loves to show off his books. And you and he being next door neighbors and all.
Now, you take this side of the room, Pop, and I'll take that side.
Well, very well, dear. But what is the name of this book?
I don't remember. But it's big.
Big.
And thick.
Thick.
And has a dark brown cover.
Dark brown cover.
I used it last year. Mr. Gander suggested it when I was writing a theme on colonial civilization.
Personally, I love books. Sad ones. I was reading one last night about a girl who loves and loses. My, was it sad. I tell you, I cried my eyes out. All over my popcorn.
Oh, well, now, that's too bad, Lily. Try hard candy next time, Oh, Peggy, this seems hopeless.
Don't give up, Daddy. Keep looking.
Say, maybe I could help you. I'll read you some of the titles.
Oh, well, thank you, Lily.
Here's one about funerals.
Yeah?
Three men on a hearse.
That's three men on a horse, Lily, and it's not a book, it's a play.
And since when have plays got covers like books? Well, say, some nerve.
Hey, well, what's the matter?
How do you like that? Here's a book they swipe from the movies. Gone with the Wind.
Pop! Jiminy Crickets, I found it. Here it is.
Yeah? Oh, Peggy, but that's wonderful. What is it?
Come on. Now, let's dig in and find what I'm looking for. And then let's hop-foot it back home and toss Mr. Maurice out on his little pink ear.
There we are, Mrs. Meek. Nearly everything's in the van. As soon as we put these mats around this horrid old chair so it can be loaded, my men will take all this clutter away.
But Mr. Maurice, there's nothing left in the house.
Oh, don't you worry one moment about that. On our return trip later this afternoon, we'll bring back some cots, folding chairs, and a bridge table. And the first of the week, we'll start on redecorating your glorious new home. And now, young woman, if you will please remove yourself from that chair.
If you wish to remove me, you'll have to do the removing yourself.
Why, Bill?
Please try to understand, Mrs. Meek. I'm a sentry with a sacred duty.
You're a what?
I was afraid you wouldn't understand.
Now, stop this nonsense. Get up out of that chair. At once.
Just a minute, Miss Maurice. I won't hold everything.
Especially that chair.
Why, Mortimer and Peggy, where have you been?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Saved by the U.S. Marines.
I'll explain in a moment, dear. Mr. Maurice, I've sort of changed my mind about that old chair.
You what?
Well, yes. Now, Mortimer, you simply cannot keep that old chair. It just won't fit in with our new scheme.
Well, no, dear, I suppose it won't. But I do think that maybe I might be able to get a little money for it.
Money?
Money.
Well, Mr. Meek, if that's all that's worrying you, I'll be generous and give you $5 for it.
Don't strain yourself.
Well, that's very nice of you, Mr. Maurice, but I think I'll look around a little before
I... Oh, let's not quibble over trifles. I'll give you 25 there.
Well, how generous of you, Mr. Maurice.
That's what you think,
oh,
Mother.
Oh, no, now, wait, Agatha. I don't think Mr. Maurice is through yet.
What do you mean?
Give it to him, Pop.
Yeah, well, now, Mr. Maurice, I've been doing a little reading in a book. A book entitled The 13 States and Their Furniture.
Oh.
Yes, and there was a picture of a chair in that book. It said that chair was an antiquarian's prize.
A rare find of the reminiscence period.
A rare find of the reminiscence period. And, Mr. Maurice, that chair looked a lot like my old chair here.
All right, Meek, that's enough. I'll give you $500 for this chair as is.
$500?
Hey, do you mean I shouldn't have something worth $500.
Well, it's okay, Mr. Maurice. I guess that's about what it's worth.
Very well. I'll give you my share.
But wait just a minute, Mr. Maurice. Do you mean to say that this chair is actually worth $500 and you tried to get it for nothing?
Well, Mrs. Meek, business is a business.
Oh, golly, what a stinker.
This is an outrage. You get the rest of our furniture out of that van and put it back in the house, and then you get out of here just as fast as you can.
So, that's the way you feel about it?
I certainly do.
Well, that's just fine with me. I prefer dealing with people who have some taste.
Yeah, and no brains.
You start unloading. Okay, boss.
Yeah, boy, you faker. Agatha, dear, aren't you being a little bit hasty now? If you took that $500, it would pay for a lot of the new furniture and stuff you want.
You mean you'd still let me sell your chair and go ahead and redecorate the house?
Well, of course, dear, if that's what you want.
But it isn't what I want. Oh, I've been such a fool. Oh, Mortimer, how did you ever find out about that antique chair?
Mother Pops is smart, very smart. Aren't you, Father?
Very smart. Well, no, the truth is, I'm...
Mortimer, Meek, our house is going to stay antique, just the way we've always had it. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
Well, you're deliberately trying to make me cry.
Oh, well, now, Agatha, now, oh, please, now, don't do that. Just sit down in my old $500 chair and rest a minute. Yes, yeah, everything's going to be all right.
Oh, Peggy, this feels wonderful. Oh, your generosity touches me deeply. And so do these two super-duper Sundays. Dig in, Jill. For once, we're going to have as many as we want. Pop gave me enough money to blow the works.
Oh, you deserved it. You know, Peg, you're kind of a genius. Figuring out that your pop's chair was a genuine antique and looking at Mr. Gander's book and all. Oh, yep, you're a genuine genius.
Not quite.
Huh? Well, Pop's chair did resemble the one in Mr. Gander's book. But there was one little difference.
Oh, what was that?
The book said there was only one chair like that in all the whole world. And that one is in a museum in Virginia.
Oh, but then your Pop's chair must be a copy.
I guess you might call it a genuine copy, though.
Shall we have another Sunday, Jill?
Next week, same time, same station, you have a date to meet the Meek. Be sure to tune in on your favorite family when Peggy says to Jill,
"You know, Jill, sometimes my parents completely fail to understand me."
"What do you mean, sometimes?" "Whenever my father looks at me, he just shakes his head and sighs. Sort of sad, like."
"I've always wondered if other people's parents were different.
Jill?" "Oh, I don't like the sound of your voice."
"Jill, suppose we trade parents."
"Oh, Peggy, I'm quite sure my father would not like to be traded."
"For a day, for just 24 hours. Oh, Jill, it's a brilliant inspiration. What do you think?"
"I say no. But something tells me I'll eventually say yes. And be sorry afterwards."
Mr. Meek is played by Forrest Lewis, Mrs. Meek by Fran Allison, Peggy by Beryl Vaughn, Jill by Mary Frances Desmond, Louis by Cliff Sevier, Lily by Nanette Sargent, Maurice by Everett Clark, and Eustace by Fred Smith. Meet the Meeks is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us again next Saturday over these same stations when the National Broadcasting Company again invites you to Meet the Meek. This is Ed Allen speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.